Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. I've come to know and greatly admire a man who has been fighting an important battle in that war for the free world in what he calls the buckle of the Bible Belt in Nashville, Tennessee. He is Bill Warner, a prolific contributor to our understanding of the challenges we're facing these days from what I think is best described as Sharia supremacism. Bill, unlike most of us, comes to this with a very extraordinary personal career and record in the hard sciences, including serving, among other things, as a professor at Tennessee State University in the engineering school. He has a PhD in physics and math, no less, but has devoted much of his life to the work of the Center for Political Islam. And he has been contributing, as I say, extraordinarily through videos, through monographs, through longer book-length treatments of the Quran and Muhammad's life and the political traditions of Muhammadan example. It is great to have him back. Thank you so much, Bill, for taking a few minutes with us.
Glad to be with you, Frank.
A report that recently was produced in the United Kingdom caught my eye, and I wanted to talk to you about it, Bill. It was produced by the Center on Religion and Geopolitics, and it's entitled For Caliph and Country, explaining how British jihadis join a global movement. I'm keen to hear your thoughts on its critical finding, it seems, which is that so-called non-violent Islamists often wind up espousing and perhaps even acting upon jihadist directives. Talk a bit about that, if you would, Bill.
Well, this is all under the head. Sorry there. This all fits under the heading of duh, because the meaning is hidden in the word Islamist, which has a peculiar word. I call it Islam. But they say, you know, an Islamist is someone who practices all of Islam and who thinks that Islam should rule both politics and religion. And that, of course, is nothing more than the doctrine laid out in the Quran, the Sirah, and the Hadith. That is, it's normal. So what they seem to express surprise at, that somebody who would accept that Islam is a civilizational force would be surprised to find out that it goes on and practices all of the doctrine, which includes the doctrine of jihad.
Well, I think that's all important groundwork, but the piece that I'm particularly keen on is we're often told, as you know, that the Muslim Brotherhood, for example, is not a problem, but it is part of the solution because it is nonviolent. This study, and certainly my understanding of it, and much of that is informed by your work, is that, you actually are dealing with people who embrace, when they embrace Sharia, a jihadist agenda that runs the gamut from nonviolence all the way through the most violent of forms.
Well, we have to understand what the word jihad means. It does not mean holy war. It does not mean mass assassinations, although it can include those things. So what we have here is a doctrine which states that Islam is to rule all aspects of life. And by the way, I think that the Muslim Brotherhood is far more dangerous to our civilization than Al-Qaeda or Islamic State.
Amen. But to the extent that we have, and we'll talk more about this shortly with our colleague Phil Haney, allowed the Muslim Brotherhood in this country, under both Republican and Democratic administrations, by the way, to help define our understanding of jihad, or for that matter, Sharia. Bill Warner, what are the implications of that as you see it in terms of both getting this right and protecting ourselves adequately against it?
well, Islam has no respect for either Democrat or Republican. Those who are Democrat or Republican and think they can make friends with the Muslim Brotherhood are smoking the wrong smoking material, I'll tell you that right now.
Well, and to the extent that we are smoking that, I'm mindful that today the President of the United States is endorsing a plan, at least as we speak. This is expected to be imminently done. We'll be airing this program after it is, but assuming the reporting is correct, the President of the United States is buying into this idea that he can declare that an agreement, a political understanding, I guess more accurately described, with Iran, a very Sharia supremacist operation, is neither being complied with by the Iranians nor in the national security interests of the United States. And yet, we're going to stay inside that deal and try to negotiate better terms. Based on your understanding of what animates folks like the mullahs in Iran, Bill Warner, how's that likely to work out?
Well, what I hate is that we're going into a negotiation and we keep on saying we have no interest who we're negotiating with. We have no interest what their doctrine of war is. As a matter of fact, we would seem to be embarrassed to think that Islam even has a doctrine of war. We've fallen into the trap of being friendly Americans who think if we're nice to somebody, they're going to be nice to us. Now, there are cases in our social lives when that is true. But to base your whole politics on that we can compromise our way to victory is beyond me. And it's also beyond me how we can still keep on dealing with Islam and keep pretending like there's nothing to learn about it in terms of its war doctrine. It drives me crazy, Frank.
Well, I understand, and me too, to be honest, Bill. But the key point here is that doing that when you don't know who you're dealing with is one thing. Presuming that somebody will deal with you in good faith and will, you know, exercise sort of restraint in their dealings with you, when you're dealing with people who made no secret, indeed had made public policy of their commitment to bring death to America since 1979, for heaven's sake. It's unbelievable.
I mean, how clear can you make it? I mean, how many times we don't see them lately, those black masses in the Tehran Square, but I can still remember them, death to America. And no one's ever rescinded that. And as a matter of fact, death to America really is just another Sharia statement. That's all that it is, just bold and frank.
Yeah, it's as direct, though, as they can make it, and we ignore it at our extreme peril. Hey, Bill, let me ask you about a couple of things that you've been writing about lately. You've published a piece with the provocative title that you admire Islam. You've also been writing about our relative inability to defend our sort of Judeo-Christian rooted civilization against it. And you've actually put together a detailed dynamic battle map that has some 8 million hits over its life. Talk about all of that, if you would, quickly, and why it's important for us to take this kind of insight aboard.
Well, I would say that most people do not have any idea about the military relationship between Islam and the West. And so I did a bit of research and put together some 548 battles that had been fought by Islam against classical civilization. And then I came up with the idea of what I call a dynamic battle map. I compressed 1,200 years of jihad into 2 minutes. And it's called Why We Are Afraid. And I took the title because that's one of the questions I used to be asked a lot, aren't I afraid? So Why We Are Afraid, 8 million views. It's enlightenment in 2 minutes, military enlightenment in 2 minutes.
And Bill, just in closing, what I think you've done in this regard, as in so many others, is really make very accessible to the rest of us, information that is often poorly portrayed or certainly understood. And it's an incredibly valuable service. And I just want to, again, commend to all of our listeners and to everyone else we can reach the importance of Dr. Bill Warner's work in laying out the nature of this Sharia supremacist enemy we're facing, their determination to destroy us, and the dangers associated with thinking otherwise. Bill Warner, we have to leave it at that for the moment, but I do hope you'll come back. We haven't spoken with you for a full hour in far too long. I'd like to do that again in the very near future. In the meantime, thank you so much. Come back to us keep up the good work in the meantime. We'll talk with Phil Haney, as promised, up next, a plank holder, founding member of the Department of Homeland Security, who became a whistleblower of what was going on under the previous administration, and we'll have some shocking information about what's going on now. That and more straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.